Tonight we discuss a few elements of the Tefillah of Ala Nisim, up the Marmakamos here. Okay, the Mechaber writes in Siman Tov Reish Pei Bei Sif Aleph. Kol Shmona Simei Chanukah Omer Ala Nisim, Berkas Hamazon, Berkas Haaretz, and Tefillah. The Birkas Modim, so we said Al Nisim both in benching and in Shmon Esrei. The Omar Imachzirna, so we don't go back if we forget Al Nisim. Fine. What is the origin of the Tefillah Al Nisim? So it's Gemara and Shabbos, as we'll see in a few moments. But the Tefillah seems to be Meyuchas to a contemporary Tefillah at the time of the Chashmonaim Matisio Ibanov. The Kolba writes in Simon Mem Dalid. Seder Tfilas Chanukah Arvis Veshachus Mincha Maskirin Shel Chanukah Boda. It's Ala Nisim. V'yesh Kuf Kaf Dalet Tevos Ala Nisim. There are 124 words. Kenegen Minyan Yochanan Shetikno. That's the gematria of Yochanan, who was misakin the Tfilah of Ala Nisim. V'chein Yesh Kuf Kaf Dalet Tevos Mitfilah LaMoshe Ad V'hinoam Shamer Moshe Amalechas Hamishkan Sharetz Lakima Bekitzlev. So reference to a chazal that there's a correspondence between, or some connection between the Akamas HaMishkan, which at one point should have been in Kislev, and the makeup, so to speak, for that it didn't happen in Kislev, was the Chanukah HaMizbech in the time of the Chashmonaim, in the time of Chanukah. So there's that correspondence of 124, 124. But you see in the Kolbo that the tefillah is meyuchas to Yochanan Kohen Gadol himself, or Yochanan, the father of Matisyahu, may or may not have been the same person. Elia Rabba in, I'm sorry? There's also son Yochanan. That's the discussion which Yochanan was. The Elia Rabba quotes a Shilta Giborim. It says a little bit differently. Kasa Shilta Giborim, Algos Mordechai, second paragraph Shabbos, that first he quotes this Kolbo. Kuf kaf dal tevus kminyan Yochanan v'yesh omrim kuf kaf hey kminyan Kohanim, or maybe it's 125 words. I didn't count which are what our nusuk is. If it's 125, that corresponds to Kohanim, and maybe then the authorship was more by committee and not of Yochanan himself. Either way, what is the purpose of Tfilas Ala Nisim? So the Gemara has a shayla in the Shabbos of Kaf Dalet Amud Aleph, where it asks, "Ibaylahu mahu lahaskir shel Chanukah beberkas hamazon? Is there mention of Neina Ba'ora in benching? Kevan dem bidrabanan hu loma karina. So do we say since it's only drabanan, there's no askaris Neina Ba'ora for drabanan? So Dilma mishum persume nisa mad karina, or maybe even if it's only drabanan, but there's an element of persume nisa." And therefore, should be askaris me'ena ba'ora because of the persume nisa element. Amar Rava, Amar Rav, Stora, Amar Ravuna, Eino maskir, Bimbala haskir, maskir bodas. There's no chiyuv askara, but if you want to mention me'ena ba'ora, don't do it in Birkas Avoda, which is a normal place of me'ena ba'ora. Don't do it in Risei, sorry, where we normally have me'ena ba'ora. Rather, say it in the Bracha Modim. Ravuna bar Yehuda ikla be Rava, Savar lad kuri bebodi shalayim. I'm looking at Fila, my Fila Bada, after because I'm Amazon, Be Hoda. Sorry, right. So the first shayla was about Birkas Amazon, that Birkas Amazon should be the Hoda and the Brach of Noda, not the Brach of Brachim, which is a normal place for the Askara. And then Rav Sheshia says, Kitfila, just like we say Alanisim in Birkas Hoda, so to Birkas Amazon, we say Alanisim Birkas Hoda, which would be the Bracha of Noda. Tosir is bothered by a couple of things. Tosis first is bothered the sugya maichanu because dafka falak because based on tekaf gimel. Then there's a break in sugya. We go back to talking about hilchos shemen for Shabbos, and then the Gemara has this shaila of ma'ala haskir mein ma'ora in birkas hamazon. So Tosis first is bothered. This should have been applied earlier. Why is it here? Tosis doesn't answer that question, and then Tosis points out. Ma'al haskir shel Chanukah birkas hamazon, betfila pshita le demaskir. So the Gemara never asks, is there Me'edim Ba'or, is there a mention of Chanukah in Tefillah? The Gemara assumes that's a Davar Pashut. Mishum de Tefillah b'tzibur hu v'ika persume nisa. Because Tefillah is b'tzibur, and there's persume nisa, and therefore it's Pashut to the Gemara that it's appropriate to have a mention of Chanukah in Shemana Esri because of the persume nisa element, meaning, it's also pointing out that the thrust of the Tefillah of Al-Nisim is persume nisa. And the only shaila is about Birkas Hamazon, about Birkas Hamazon, Shebabayis, Laka Bisumi Nisa Kulehai. So Birkas Hamazon is not a Sibor Tfila, it's Babayis, there's less Persum, and therefore the Gemara Tha Shaila, does Birkas Hamazon reach the threshold of Persum, where it'd be appropriate to have a mention of Chanukah in Birkas Hamazon? And that's what the Aruch HaShulchan points out, and Mishabura says something similar. Aruch HaShulchan in Kesef Mishnah, right? He says it's in the Rambam in Perek Beis Brachas Lachavav. Aruch HaShulchan, the beginning of the Siman Tuf Reish Pei Beis. The Ereli, the end of the paragraph. The Tzarech Lomer of Ala Nisim. I'm sorry, before that. Lefisha Brachas Elu Einam Tfila Elohoda. That the reason that Al Nisim is situated in Berachos Hodah is because it's not a classic tefillah. It's an expression of Hodah. V'gam Al Nisim hi Hodah. V'lachein kavua v'hodah. As opposed to Yalav Yavo, which is a standard Me'ina Ma'ora, which is tefillah. And therefore that's in Ritzei, which is a bracha of tefillah, as opposed to a bracha of Hodah. So you have the element of Pirsumenisa in Alanisim, but fundamentally it's an expression of Hodah, which explains the placement both in Birkas Hamazon and in Shemana Esrei in the bracha of Hodah. Okay, then the nusach of Alanisim, we mention Alanisim, Alaporkan, the Alamilchamas. So we're giving Hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Nisim, for the Yeshua, and for the wars. So what does that mean to give Hodah for the wars? So Chaim Kanievsky writes in Time of the Krah, I saw this quote secondhand, similar idea from the Yavis and Sirog, I couldn't find it inside in the original, but Chaim Kanievsky has this in Time of the Krah, Anisim v'alapurka v'almachamos, Tzarech Bir, Vishlam Alanisachon Shaya Chodah. So it makes sense to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the victory. Avamayo Dal Milchamas. Why are you praising Hashem for the wars? Yesh Levayer, Dizu Hodal Hashem Yisbarach, Sheniel Vihinagas Alamachama. It means we're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for taking control of the war effort, for guiding us in how to fight the war. Hashem Yish Milchama. That the fact that they even were able to go out to war to start is Bederach Nes. The Bederach Hateva lo yashaya klal sheyasu lilacha yetu lilacha mimahem. And that's a Hodah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted the idea in the heads of the Chashmonaim that it's even shayach to go to war to get to first base to even try. Because Bederach HaTavah, there's no chance of winning, so they never would have even tried. So the Hodah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted that idea in the heads of Matas Yobanov that it's even shayach to try. Chasid Sofer has a different mahalach over here, which we'll see others say a similar idea as well. This is in a drasha. So the Chasid Sofer suggests Al Rov, a few lines in, Ein Roy Lekabel Tova Ashi Yisyaser B'Yisurim Tchila. Generally speaking, it's only appropriate to be the recipient of Tova from HaKadosh Baruch Hu if a person or if Klai Yisrael first experience Yisurim as a lead up to that Tova. Just like by Galus Mitzrayim, in order to receive the Torah, in order to go into Eretz Yisrael, there had to be a Galus Mitzrayim first. So too over here, in order for there to be Yeshua And for the Nes of Chanukah to take place, there had to be the tzaros leading up to that of Galus Yavan. And so to the Galus Awirin is a necessary tzara as a precursor to the Geula Hasida. The Hare Kedem, Michal Shurkin points out that the Beis HaLevi says a similar idea in Beis HaLevi Alatari in Parsha B'Shalach, on the Pasuk of Az Yashir. Quotes the Medrash, Amr Moshe ba'az chatasi, shamarti ume'az basi l'daber al paro, hirel amazeh, ba'az ani omer shira. That the Medrash connects the Az, where Moshe Rabbeinu said at one point, complaining to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be'az basi l'daber al paro, from the time I started talking to paro, things have gotten worse. And here, there's a corresponding Az Yashir. It says the Beis HaLevi, what's this correspondence? Raki Indi Dine Mishu Bitsar Khalila Bakarish Barhu Ozro Umatsila Vinothin Lakarish Barhu Shavak Voda Al Hatovish Asalo, that where there's a tsar, and a Karish Barhu assists someone and saves him from that tsar, and then the person extends Shavak Voda to Karish Barhu, Yesh Basashne Ofanim the Khalukum Himarbi. There are two ways of expressing that Shavak Voda. In Ikrisim Chasa Shal Adam, Umasha Mishabeach Lishma Yisbarach, Hurak Avor Tavaso Shekibel, Bat Salasome Yatsar. So if the expression Vada is simply thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu for saving him from danger, Hare Lo Yugdal Simchasa Yoser, Mi'ilu Lohayelo Tsar Mikodem. The Ikrisim Chasa, Hurak Al Hatsala, Zolo Alatsar, Shemikodem, Debolo Yismakla. So a person is saved from a dangerous situation. He thanks the Kadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for saving me from the dangerous situation. But the net result of that hodah is the same as had he never been in the dangerous situation in the first place. That there was a danger, Hashem saved him from the danger, so he's back where he started. If there wouldn't have been a danger, Hashem wouldn't have had to save him. He would have been no better off. So that's a baseline type of hodah. Aval, Hashira Shamra Moshe Yisrael Az Loya Ikr Simchasam Al Zeshin Itzulim Yadam Mitzrim. The Ikr Simcha Vaz Yashir wasn't simply that they were saved from the Mitzrim. Rak Ikr Simchasam Hay Al Zeshin Zachu Liyosa Makli Chayfetz Asher Al Yadam Nisgadol Kvod Yisbarach. That Klaiso were thanking Hashem for allowing them to be a kli, a mechanism for expressing Kadosh Baruch Hu's running the world to the rest of humanity. Ashira Lashem Kigoga, the Imkain. So if that's the perspective of Shira, then Hare Ashira Namra Gamal Ashibud Akadam. Kamar Lagula, the Ilmali Ashibud, Loya Makam Lagula, the Samchub Ashibud Akodam, Kamar Lagula Shalata. But if your perspective is that through this Yeshua, you are a Kli to show a Kadosh Baruch Hu's covet to the rest of the world, so then in order for that Yeshua to have happened, there had to be a Tzara to begin with. And you really thank Kadosh Baruch Hu for the whole package, the Tzara and the Yeshua, because that whole package of the Tzara and the Yeshua is what enables Kol Shamayim to be manifest in the world. So same thing over here, Al HaMilchamos, that in order for there to have been this Yeshua in the time of the Chashmonaim, there needed to have been the Tzara, there needed to have been the Milchamos, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu's role, the Nisan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put together to save Klal Yisrael, so that reflected a manifestation of Kvod Shamayim in the world, and for that to happen, it was necessary to have the full perspective of the Milchamos together with the Yeshua. So we really thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that opportunity, including the Milchamos, to lead to the end result of Kvod Shamayim. That's kind of the idea on a micro level, on an individual level, that the Rabbeinu Bachya expresses on the Mishnah of Lefum Tzara Ag. Rabbeinu Bachya writes, Kefiat Tzar She'adam Mitzta'er Be'esek HaTorah VaMitzvos Yasar. That a person's reward for Esek HaTorah and Mitzvos is commensurate with the Tzar that he extends in that Esek. Ubesefer HaMusar Amru, Lo Niskayim in a Chachma Elamasha Adam Lame Mitocha Torah V'Amal Ukesisha Sachomer. That which is preserved in a person's Chachma, of a person's Chachma, is only that which he learns with difficulty, that which he learns with Amelus. Kamo HaShemen, She'ein Adam Zochalo Elamito Kesisha Sazayis. Just like you can only have Shemen Zayis if you crush the olive, another Hanukkah reference, so too, you can only emerge with a Chachma that's going to last if it's through Yegia the Amala. B'chema Tzina B'Yisrael, on a cloud level, Shelo Kiblu Esa Torah, Ad Shenidal Del V'nita Shachomer Shalahem B'Shibim Mitzrayim B'chomer Bilvenim, literally. The Klaisor were only in a position to receive the Torah after they went through the Sheba Mitzrayim, after they were afflicted through that Avdus, literally B'chomer B'levenim, then they're in a position to receive the Torah. Achlima the Torah V'chachma Mitoch HaTanug Ein Lokiyim. If you're just going to learn in a relaxed fashion as an intellectual pursuit without giving it your all, that has no kiyim. So if you're stuck, you're not going to remember it. So that's the same idea, that just like on the claw level, in order for there to be a Yeshua that's going to be have a kiyum, there has to be a tsar leading up to it. On the visual level also, in order to grow and have a permanent effect of Torah mitzvos, there has to be a yegiyah v'amala that leads into that. So I was thinking that's also the message, the Chazal, the Rashi quotes at the beginning of Parshas Vayeshev, last week's Sedra, that we always lay in the Shabbos before Chanukah, that Bikesh Yaakov, Leisha B'Shalva, Kafetz Ala, Brugzo Shal Yosef, that Yaakov should have been entitled to a pleasant retirement at his age after everything he went through, but that wasn't a Kadosh Baruch Hu's plan, that Tzaddikim aren't supposed to be Yosha B'Shalva, and the difficulty that people face is necessary to build up for the ultimate tzar and the ultimate benefit. So that may be the thrust of Al Milchamos. That's also part of our Shavuot Vodah, not just for the Nitzachon and the Yeshua, but for the Milchamos that led up to that as well. I was thinking yesterday, talking about some Alanisan topics, and then I saw today, I get the weekly email from Rabbi Fleischman's Beis Din Eretz Yisrael. So I think it's his Beis Din. So in their weekly email on the Parsha, they discussed Alanisan topics themselves. So they quote there, and Avudraham in Birkas Ha-Ri'iya HaShevach Vada writes as follows. Chazav Rabbeinu Asher Milunil, Hadim Mevarchin Bein Anisa de Rabin, Bein Anisa de Yachid. So when do you say a bracha, either for a communal nes or an individual nes? Dafka b'neis to yotzei mimina ga'olam. That's only a nes that is outside of the normal course of events. So we know the Ramban and Parshas Bo that every nes, everything that happens in creation is really a nes, but as far as when you cite a bracha, it has to be something that is clearly to our perception outside of minhag olam. Kegon, avaras hayam, avaras hayarden, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu split Yamsuf, or split the Yarden for Bnei Yisrael to pass through, that's a kind of a neis that is clearly outside of normal teva. Aval neis shu minhag olam that told us so, kegon shavolav ganavim belayla, ubali de sakana, v'nitzal. So that's also a nace if you're attacked by armed robbers in the middle of the night and you get saved, the chayotze bo. But that's a nace that's more b'derech hateva. So the individual bracha person makes, and a nace that happens to him, that's only in a, more of a shalom b'derech hateva type of a nace, not a b'derech hateva type of a nace. Then he writes, in Tomar, Hare Purim, Shayanez Kamina Ga'olam, so the Avudraham says this klal applies both to a private bracha of Shas and Linais from Malkam Azab and a public bracha of Shas and Nisim Labaseinu. So on Purim, we say Shas and Nisim Labaseinu, but the Nisim and Purim are totally B'derech HaTava. Anuchi Aster, Aster Panai. Yesh Lomar, Hasanami Yatsa Minaga Ola. So there also, there is an outside of Derech HaTeva element of the Nesaparim, the Nebeis Dvarim. There are two things that you could point to that are really outside of Teva. Ha'echad Shabitil Tzava Melech, the fact that Achashverosh retracted a royal edict, which never happened before in the annals of Persian and Median history. Vasheni, Shahara Karov Lishmonim Elef Miyamaso, Bavur Avas Isha Achas. The fact that Achashverosh is willing to allow the murder of tens of thousands of his citizens just because he liked Esther. The Ein Zeh Minhag HaOlam Mitivo. So that makes it, we always think of Purim as totally B'Derech HaTeva Nisim, the sense of there are two elements that were outside of Derech HaTeva. U'b'Chanukah, what about Chanukah? Lav Bishom Maiseh the Yehudis Mevarach and Sha'asa Nisim. So when we say Sha'asa Nisim, it's not because of the Maiseh of Yehudis. Ela Mishom Pachas Shemen Shayachasim B'chasamo Shel Kohen Gadol. The bracha of Sha'asa Nisim is because of the Pachas Shemen. Shalohayel Halak Al Yamech V'Nasa Bones V'Liku Menashman Yamim. Like the Maiseh of Eliyahu V'Elisha, where the Shemen kept on coming. So that's the Neis Shalom B'Derech HaTeva, and that's why we recite the bracha of Sha'asa Nisim. So this parsha sheet assumed, I'm not sure if this is Mavur in the Avod Raham, that the Avod Raham would assume that's also Pshat in Al Nisim, that the thrust of the Hodan Al Nisim is not for the Neis of, not for the Neis of the Milchama, but only for the Neis of the Pach HaShemen. Again, I don't know if that's Muchach in the Avod Raham. He's talking about the bracha of Sha'asa Nisim, which is a more concrete, specific bracha. But he says if that's the case, then that's against is there a echo? Got it? If that's the case, now can I mute you? Okay. If that's the case, then that's against a the Mahalach of the Emek Bracha. Ari Pramaranchik, Emek Bracha, the people.
Isn't the Pachas of Al Nisim that's all in Bachama?
Yes. So to say that, you accentuate the Hiliku Neves Bachasos Kashacha, which is incidental, right? Correct. So the Pasha is definitely not that way, and that's why I don't think it's really Pshan the Avod Raham. But I'm using this as a foil to just present the way the Emek Bracha presents things, which is what many point out, that the opposite, that the Neis of Pach HaShemen seems to be ostensibly missing from Al Nisim. There may be that reference to Liku Neves B'chasos Kashacha, which is a separate topic that's not going to have time for tonight, but the thrust of Al Nisim is only on the Milchama, only on the Yeshua from the battles, and no mention explicitly of the Neis of the Pach HaShemen. So the Emek Bracha makes that observation, as many others do, and he says the difference is that Al Nisim was established for that which was a Hatzalah Doros, attacking Hashem and Shemon Esrei for that which had lasting effect. So the fact that we were victorious in the Milchama and were able to emerge against the Yavanim with our religion intact, and not the way the Ramban dramatically says in the end of Parshas Vayechi, if not for Matisyahu Banav, then the whole religion would have lost. We'd have lost everything. There would have been no kiyum to our Shmiras Tor Mitzvahs. So that had a lasting effect. That's what we emphasize in Al Nisim, as opposed to the mitzvah of Halakas Neiros on Chanukah, which is keneged or corresponds to the Neis of the Pach HaShemen and Dafka not to the Neis of Milchama. That's Lafuke the Pri Chodesh. Pri Chodesh says that his answer to the Beis Yosef Kasha of why is Chanukah celebrated for 8 days and not 7 days is that the first day is keneged the Milchama. So some say like that, but if you don't say like that, so the whole thrust of the mitzvah of Lakas Neiros is because of Pach HaShemen, as opposed to the Al Nisim, which corresponds to that which had a lasting kiyum, and that's what belongs in our tefillos as the Odah to Kadosh Baruch. He says that's why in the sugya of Mai Chanukah, where the sugya is explaining the mitzvah of Lakas Neiros, So then the thrust of the discussion is about the nesu of the pach hashemen, and the mecham is only mentioned in an incidental fashion. Torah Tamim of Baruch Epstein wrote a sefer on tefillah called Baruch Sha'amar, and he says something similar in his Baruch Sha'amar as well, that in tefillah our emphasis is on the melchamas that had the last in Kiyim, as opposed to the Nes of Chanukah, which corresponds to, as opposed to the mitzvah of Alakas Nes of Chanukah, which corresponds to the Pach HaShemen. We'll just close with one more observation that the Torah Tamima has there in this Baruch Sha'amar, and that is, he notes on Rabbim Yad Ma'atim, that he asked the following question. That we understand Rabbim Yad Ma'atim was miraculous. But Tmeyim Biyad Tahorim, Risham Biyad Sadikim, they did Biyad Ufsei Sur Zacha, what's the Neser? That reflects the fact that the good guys won, but Rabbim Biyad Ma'atim, Gibrim Biyad Chalashim, that's what really emphasizes the fact that there was a Neser. It could have been that the Sadikim were more than the Risham. It could have been that the Tahorim were more than the Tmeyim. Where do you see the Nes in Tmeyim Biyad Tahorim? So he says that, generally speaking, we assume that any war involving Klai Yisrael would have been the Miut, because population-wise, we're smaller numbers. So really, this is all an expression in different parallel formulations of Rabbim Biyad Ma'atim. So when we say Rishon Biyad Sadikim, Zeidim Biyad Oskei Sur Sacha, we're really emphasizing the notion of Rabbim Biyad Ma'atim. Then he says, the remez for that is in this week's Sedra, the fact that Batochal Na Parosa Dakos, Eis HaParosa Prios, and the Shibalim Dakos, the Shibalim Tovos, so that represents the victory of the Chashmonaim of the Rabbim Biyad Ma'atim, and the week, yeah, the strong at the hands of the weak. Okay, stop here. Prayer of Mechanica, Gener Shabbos.